Good morning and welcome. Today, will the French veto an interest rate cut for Ireland? And is it time to stop trying to please Europe and play it tough? Is a disguised default for Greece now actually on the cards? Trying to make money from buying a few bits at auction, we inspect our first purchases, and you can too. We've live music from Mary Black, why you should take the craft trail in Dublin on Friday night, and why, if you look at the labels on your clothing or other articles that you bought and see that they are ethically produced, why they may not be quite so ethical as you think. There's more as well. You can telephone us on 1850 715 900. You can text us on 51551. todaypk@rte.ie for your emails. Now, on Friday evening, 21 designers and craftmakers around the city of Dublin will throw open their workshops to the public. It's all part of Designer Dublin and a celebration of the Year of Craft. And Valerie Cox has been looking at what's available. Morning, Val.
Good morning, Pat. Yes, there's going to be talks, workshops, craft demonstrations, and the studio trail, which is going to be great fun. Now, many of these artists operate from their own homes, so you'd never normally be able to watch them work. There is a brochure with full details of the trail, and that's online at www.designer.ie. And to give you a taste, I've been to two studios in the Design Tower on Grand Canal Quay. First of all, I went along to Elizabeth O'Brien's studio. Now, she's a sculptor and a painter, and originally from Ballymena in County Antrim, and she showed me around.
I have a bronze bust of John McCormick, which is part of the portrait head of the full life-size sculpture of 6 foot bronze sculpture of John McCormick, which is in the Ivy Gardens behind the National Concert Hall in Dublin. I also have the clay original sculpture of Mick the Miller, a greyhound, which was made in bronze and is in Killy Village in County Offaly.
So how did you do this? Because Mick the Miller died, I think, in 1939.
Mm-hmm. I was really lucky because I had a lot of photographs and even some video footage of Mick the Miller to work from. So I would pin those on my notice board and use them as a reference. And I also used a real greyhound, which came into my studio to model for me. And my brother is a vet, so I was really lucky that he could come in and kind of give me the anatomical critiques on the work.
And did the greyhound stay quiet while you were modelling?
Absolutely not. All he wanted to do was either sleep or leave a few marks in the studio. So while I would walk him quite regularly outside, he'd like to leave his mark, shall we say, in every corner of my studio. Most of the time, he just wanted to lie down. So in the end, I got my dad to come in and just hold the dog upright and talk to the dog and keep him distracted while I was able to, you know, look at the more finer anatomical details and try and work them into my clay sculpture.
Now, what else have we got here?
Yes, I have a portrait head in bronze of Mark Pollock. Mark, who's blind and is the first blind person to have made it to the only blind person to have made it to the South Pole. Mark modelled for me in my studio a number of years ago, which was really interesting because I was working in clay and he could feel the actual sculpture and the progress that I made between each sitting. So he could come in one week and say, oh, you've changed my nose, or oh, you've added the hair, or, you know, that sort of thing. So it was an interesting project for both of us.
And Liz, do you feel a bit brave now opening your studio to the public?
Well, in the Design Tower here, our studios are open to the public every day in any case, but we do have special open evenings and open days every year. So we are quite used to the public walking into our studios, and we're very receptive to them and open to them asking us questions, and we're happy to show them our work. It's one of the aspects of this building that I enjoy working in. It keeps it very sociable and more dynamic.
And that's all we've time for. By the way, the sculptor painter in Valerie's package was Liz O'Kane, not Liz O'Brien, as we may have mentioned. Today's programme was produced by Aoife McCormick, researcher Mary Mulhern on sound, Ciara Murphy and Damien Chanel. Stand by for Ronan coming up next. But from me, until tomorrow, have a good day.